What's about the name? It's quite an unusual name, Thundergrouth. In former times, it was called Thundergrouth Generator.
No, it was, that was Chris's name, in fact. He was one of these people, rather like myself, actually, a great list maker, and he had a list, I think, of about 30 or 40 different names for groups, and Thundergrouth Generator was one of them. He didn't know what it was. I knew what it was because I'd done science at school, and I knew it was a nice-looking machine. It had the sparks element about it, you know, a little bit of electricity, a little bit Victorian. And the name as well, of course, had a nice rhythm to it. Sort of like Morse code. And nice angles as well, the V and the G. Of course, after a certain length of time, we stopped calling it Thundergrouth Generator all the time because it's such a long thing to say, and we found that not only we, but everybody else called it Thundergrouth. And, so the point at which David and Hugh left, we decided, well, we might as well call it Thundergrouth now, without any particularly heavy implications there, but just that's what we called it those days, and so that was it.
Slowly talk about poetry. Compare life stories to what's the knowing she keeps a pattern through. She's there to live and to sex, she's in the drama, still got the same. From a lady who only talks soft and Catholic and with love and the Irish, it's on like that. So it doesn't know that she's falling into a change in color. Chameleon.
Because
the equipment was
almost done in didn't have any money and we didn't have any gigs. Well, the usual problem.
Everybody already knew something about the group, and it was well known and so-called successful.
Success, apparent success, often doesn't mean financial success, not even financial breakeven. That wasn't really the point of that breakup. It would have been wrong for us to carry on then. And the reason for that is one of the keys why a different sort of band, that everybody who's been in it has always had a strong feeling for the first Van Gogh, which isn't, it's never actually stated, the spirit of Van Gogh is this, these are the terms of the constitution of Van Gogh, but that there should be some kind of spirit there, which is outside whoever is in the band. And it's been interesting, especially over the last year with changes of instrumentation and the people, that spirit has carried on, in spite of going from organ and sax to violin and cello, returns, Nick playing bass. Still the spirit of the band, wanting still to play songs, real songs, wanting to play complicated music to a certain extent, are fairly dense arrangements, fairly difficult pieces of music. Not to be difficult, but just because that's a challenge. To do all of that, and then also to play with a degree of chaos or anarchy or fire and spirit. That's the spirit of Mozart. I have to say on that about a year and a half after we broke up, suddenly everybody started saying to us, oh, but you were crazy because you were just about to really become big and successful and rich. But at the time that was happening, nobody was saying anything whatsoever like that to us, and we were, as usual, right out of the edge. But it's true. I mean, the point about the band has always been to do it, whatever it is, whatever album it is to be done, whatever tour it is to be done, to do it, and that's the real thing. Obviously, we're not stupid, and we have to eat and we have to survive, and so, if we do get money, then that's great, but the real thing has always been, I think, actually, that's the reason why we've managed to survive for 10 years, and most of our contemporaries, because we started simultaneously with us, either haven't survived at all, or else have survived not in the way that they started out. They survived as shells of the original band, and you just really have the name, and they've just sort of stopped their development at one point or another and stayed there. We have always changed continuously throughout the 10 years. I think because of that, because the important thing has been to do it.
Thank you.
value to coming out now soon. Why did you wait that long to release a live album?
Well, it was exactly because every gig is different, every performance of every song is different, and because we tend to have a great feeling of odysseys about any tour. It's not just the gigs, it's the total experience for a month or a month and a half, whatever it is. All of us are talkers and feelers to one degree or another. I mean, you wouldn't believe the sort of conversations that go on in our car between the gigs, you know, deep metaphysics in one way or another. Not very professional metaphysics, I have to say, but metaphysics nonetheless. They have an honesty feeling about them, and so for us, a tour is a tour, and it's a combination of, say, 20, 30 gigs, something like that, the draft period. Everybody was playing in that sort of way. We had that equipment, that road crew, and so on. And it wouldn't have been right to take a live recording off one or two of those gigs in the middle, because they're part of a whole month of gigs, and that wouldn't be representative for us, however representative it might be of that period for somebody else.
Hello.
Marquee Club 2 years ago, one guy at the audience shouted to the stage, "Well, play some rock and roll." Mm-hmm. And you said then, "Well, if you haven't realized that rock and roll has changed, then you're in the wrong place," or something like that. Yeah.
So, and that, and I sort of remember that, and that I think I said that this is rock and roll, which it is. I mean, I do think the band does play rock and roll. It's not 12 bar, not straight ahead beats, but it's still rock and roll. And you can't call it anything else. You can't call it jazz. Really, you shouldn't call it anything. It's just music, and often, of course, people who haven't come across the band particularly say, "Well, what sort of music do you play?" And to be really honest, the only answer you can give is, "It's Vandergraaf music," and you just have to listen to it and see what it is. But if there is going to be a great division, then I would say that it is rock and roll, a rather strange kind, perhaps. But it is, as I said then, it would be 76.
76 or 77. Now it's 78. Obviously, rock and roll has to be something different from Bill Haley. The world's changed too. So any sort of music, any sort of art, as a mirror of the way the world is, has to change with it.